Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by CatholicSingles.com is ringing in the new year with savings for singles. You can save 20% by using the promo code BREADBOX when you register for a new account. Come meet other faithful Catholics and make 2020 a year to remember.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Friar Podcast. I'm your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, the Frank Friar, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reporting to you all from the Bronx here in New York City. And today I want to talk a little bit about the baptism of the Lord. We just celebrated that feast day, that solemnity, this past Sunday. And one of the things that always sort of gets my mind going about this is the understanding that our Lord was raised as a carpenter, you know, a builder, a one who makes and crafts and etc. In his baptism, we see this profound reality of our Lord being trained as a carpenter come into fruition, into action. Because what does he build? He builds a house. Where does he build it? He builds it in the human heart. He makes it possible through what he has done in receiving the baptism of John, of going down into the river and coming back up. We see the setting of the foundation of the house of the Lord when our Lord went down into the depths of the water, setting that foundation for his house. And we see the roof, the point of it coming up when it reaches up into the heavens, opening it itself and allowing the Holy Spirit, the very first guest of the house of the Lord, to fill it, to bless it, to make it holy, and to transform what the Lord has made, the house of the Lord, into the home of the Lord. And this occurs in every human heart via baptism. In baptism, we give our hearts over to the Lord, and he crafts a house which is filled by the Holy Spirit, making it a home that is claimed by the Father. And just that active aspect gets a beautiful reality. It really defines that necessity. You know, in Matthew's gospel, we hear John the Baptist turn to Jesus and say, "I'm the one that needs it." And we're in that position of St. John. We need baptism. We need the Lord. We need the work of grace in our life. But then this life within the house of the Lord, a house that has become a home by the Holy Spirit, we play a distinctive role. It's not just merely a passive thing where the Lord is just always doing everything. There's an active aspect to it because we see Christ's response to John the Baptist. And he says, allow it. Allow this action of divine providence to occur. Baptize me. We have to allow the work of grace in our life. We have to consent. We have to be a part of the movement of the Holy Spirit. It's not that we are just sort of pushed off to the side and the Lord does everything without us being present or us being aware, etc. No, 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 no. It's a both and. We need this movement, this action of the Lord, but we also have to allow it too, the allowing of the unfolding of the work of grace in our life through the power of the Holy Spirit, who is the sanctifier, who makes this house crafted by the Lord, the ultimate carpenter, to become a home filled with the love and peace of God, the Father, made known through the great gift of the Holy Spirit and through his Son, Jesus Christ. Knowing that we are all called to this reality, how can we keep it hidden? And it is from the open doors of this house of the Lord, these open doors of our home, that the love of God can pour forth into the world. That's why we always have to make room in our heart for love, to love ourselves, to love God, to love others, and even love for our enemies, even love for enemies that are past selves, who we were back in the day, and those that person that we were, we might regret, and etc., having love for that person. So reconciliation is possible. So just as our Lord comes to our heart to seek a place of rest, a place where he can dwell, so too others may find a place within our heart for rest within their life. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'm with you. Know I'm praying for you. May God continue to bless you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you very much for your time today. If you like what I'm doing here on my podcast, please make sure to click that little subscribe button. And if you're listening on a platform with a like button, click that like button too. Also, if you want more of my content, head over to my website, thefrankfriar.com. There on my website, thefrankfriar.com, you can find my blog posts, you can find links to my Catholic Stand articles, YouTube videos. You can also contact me through that website, too. All of this is on thefrankfriar.com. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'll be praying for you.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Looking for exceptional coffee? delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small-batch artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Breadbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.